Now explain the bracha of Elikai Neshama. The Avodram says that when saying the bracha of Elikai Neshama, one has to stop between the word Elikai and Neshama. So it should not sound like the word Neshama is going back in Elikai, Chas V'Shalom, but it's Elikai. Neshama Shenasata B'Tahirihi. Rav Shimon Schwab explains the reason why we say in this bracha Elikai Neshama, and we say later on Hashem Elikai V'Elikai V'Isai, and we don't say Elikenu, is because every single person's neshama is unique. Every person's neshama is special, that there's no two neshamas that are the same. But each in the neshama has its own individuality, and therefore in this bracha of Elikai Neshama, we say Elikai Lashon Yachid, that it's each person their own neshama. Now the next line of this bracha is something that needs explanation. Neshama shenasata bi, the neshama that Hashem put into us, tahirihi, it is tahir. What are we referring to? When did Hashem put it into us? And when was it tahir? Or is it still tahir? So simply, if we're saying that neshama is tahir, it would sound like we're talking about the day a person was created, his neshama was tahira. And the Rishonim, the Gemara, and many Rishonim didn't have a girsa of tahirihi, but tahira. The neshama is tahar. The Gemara is lashon and brachas tafsamach is elikai neshama shenasata bi tahira ati itzarta. It doesn't say tahirihi, so not necessarily is it referring to now. Because maybe the neshama was only tahar when a person was born, but in a person's lifetime, a person does chatayim, it's not necessarily tahar. And furthermore, the Navik's problem is, we say neshama shenasatabi. We don't say shehichzarta, which wouldn't seem that it's not necessarily that morning, but it's the day that a person was born, that's when Hashem put it in the neshama. But from the Gemara that says that a person makes this bracha when they wake up, it would seem that the bracha is on the returning of his neshama that morning. And I found that the Levush says, Beferish, that in Simen Memvav, when he brings the bracha of the Kai neshama, he says that we make it in the morning because Hashem returned us on neshama. So we see that it is a bracha on the returning of the neshama. So then two things have to be explained. Why we say neshama shenasata bi, why we say shenasata bi and not shechzarta di or bi, and why do we say tahirihi if not lefi argirsa that it's tahar now? If at this point it might not be tahar as a person does chatoim in his lifetime. So the first, getting to the first point first, based on Hashalah, the Shalah brings a medrash, it brings from the Kabbalah, I mean, that every night when a person goes to sleep, Hashem is toivul, his neshama, to rejuvenate it. In Ruchnis, the sense, a person, just like when a person goes to sleep, he's worn out physically, and his sleep rejuvenates him, it refreshes him, it awakens him, he wakes up refreshed. So too in a Ruchnis that could sense when a person goes to sleep, he could be worn out in Ruchnis, as a person might not have, his neshama might have had a hard day the previous day, and might not have done what it was supposed to do. But a person wakes up, we say, Chadashim Labikarim Rabbam Menasecho, the Pasuk in Echo. Chadashim Labikarim refers to the neshamas in the morning, but it's called Chadashim Labikarim. It's the Pasuk says, because there's a Chiddush, it's, in a sense it's new. A person could have been stuck in the mud the day before, he was a Meshukah Bechet, but he starts anew every day with a new chance to make a fresh start. That's why Neshama Shenasatabi, we don't say Shechazartabi, because a person in the morning has a chance to make a new start. The reason why some places can say we make Asher Yatzar even in the morning, even if a person didn't go to the bathroom, because he's a Beri Chadasha, he's a new entity, he's a new essence, a new being, therefore he could start again. And this tevilah that the Shalah tells us happens in the neshama is the reason we say taharahi. It's not maybe fully tahar, but in a sense it comes tahar this morning to an extent that it's able to go ahead and do good. The Rishonim explain that since the neshama is in its in its essence tahar. Therefore, we have to keep it betahar, like the Gemara says in Nida, and we're mitzvah to do mitzvahs to keep it tahar. They also explain that no matter what averus, Sham Shofar Hershek says that no matter what averus a person will do, the neshama cannot be extinguished. The neshama does not come fully tamei. Therefore, at any point, we could say tahara hi, because the neshama still retains its tahara. There could be blemishes on the neshama, but the neshama will still remain with some tahara. And her monk adds that we're mitzvah to return it to its tahara form. If we do chatayim, and Hashem is giving us a new chance to make a tahara, we're commanded to bring it back to where it's supposed to be in its form of tahara. Now the continues, ata berasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi. First we'll go with our gear, so now we'll explain the difference between what we have and what the Gemara has, and what the Rishonim have. So we say three Rishonim, berasa, yitzarta, nefachta. The Marsha in Brachas Nafsamach says, it's keneged nefesh, ruach, and neshama. These three parts are keneged, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Meaning, there are five names of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, yechida, and chaya. The Medrash explains, ruach is because it goes up and down every night when a person goes to sleep. That's the part that goes up and down, the ruach. The nefesh is the dam, like the pasuk says, ki adam hu nefesh. Neshama is the das. Neshama refers to the das. Chaya is because when all the Evarim die, it stays alive. Yechida, all other Evarim, there's two hands, there's two feet, there's two eyes, there's two ears. This is an individual Evar without a double. Now the main three names that are called in the Torah is Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. So corresponding to that, the Maggid Tzedek explains, that's why we say these three things. Ata berasa refers to the nefesh, because the pasuk says ve'yivra lekim es ha'adam. Ha'adam is dam, and we said nefesh zu hadam. So ve'yivra lekim es ha'adam, that goes to the nefesh. Ata yitzarta goes on the ruach. Kedeksiv ve'yitzar ruach adam bekirboi. Ata nefachto is on the neshama. Kedeksiv ve'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. So that's why we say these three lashinas, connected the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. We say these three lashinas. Now our girsa, the way we say the bracha, I mean, is ata verasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta. B. In the Gemara said had a girsa, ata yitzarta b, ata nefachta b, without verasa, and it had yitzarta b. Our guess is we don't say B after Yitzarta. The Gemara's Girsa is that you do. A third Girsa is the Girsa of the Rif, that the Rif had Ata Yitzarta before Ata Berasa. So we have to understand the differences between the Girsas. So we already explained from the Kadmainim that there's a difference between the Lashon Briya and the Lashon Yetzirah. The Lashon Briya always refers to a Yesh Meyesh, and Yetzirah refers to, I'm sorry, the Lashon Briya always refers to a Yesh Me'ayin, and Yetzirah refers to a Yesh Meyesh. Based on this, the Tzlach says, we know that the Neshamas, the Gemara tells us, Emein David Ba'at, Shetichon Neshamas Shabbeguf, there's an Eitzer of Neshamas, where all the Neshamas are. So before they're there, they were created. At the Barasa, Hashem created the Neshama and He put in the Eitzer. Then they're given a form for each individual. Daima to the Rimach Evarim Gashmim, there's the Rimach Evarim Ruchniim. That's the Ata Yitzarta. Hashem creates from the Neshama more of a form and He's Yitzer it. Then Ata Nefachtavi is Hashem blew it into us. Those are the two things of Barasa and Yitzarta. And then Nefachtavi, Hashem blew it into us. So the Tzlach says you can't be garis by Barasa B, because we know it's not created in a person. Because there's the Eitzer of Neshamas even before a person was created. And it says that's why Barasa should go before Yitzarta. So the question arouses on our Gersa and the Gemara that does not have Barah, so we have to know why not. And we also have to know why it says Yitzarta B. And we have to know Chan the Rif that says Yitzarta before Barasa. But to explain this, we can explain it with a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Samach, that the Dav Tzadi Aleph Amavez, that the Gemara says, Antoninus said to Rabbi, Neshama may masai nitna ba'adam. What does the neshama put on a person? Mishas pekida and mishas yitzira. Mishas pekida, when the tipa zara is nifgad, that the malach says, tipa, the pekid the tipa mevil of ne'amak and mateyaleo. Is it from then? Or is it mishas yitzira? So Rashi explains that when he already starts nikrim kuli bibasa vigidim atzamas, it's a more advanced stage of the yitzira. So Amalei, Rabbi told him Mishas Yitzira. So Amalei Antoninus told him back, Efshech Haticha Shabbasa Emad Shalash Yavim Blei Melech. Then in Mesrechas, is it possible to have a piece of meat standing for 3 days without getting rotten? El Mishas Pekida, it has to be from the time of Pekida, that's when it is. Amalei Rabbi Dabrez Lamdein Antoninus, Umikri Messiah. This is something Antoninus taught me, and the Pasuk and Messiah to him. Shanam Kudesecha Shama Ruchi. So Rashi says, Mishas Pekida, from the time of Pekida, when the Malach was Pekida the Tipo, that's when the Ruach is Nishma. So based on the Tzlach, we could explain that true, the Bria of the Neshama was made before it entered the person. But the Neshama enters a person at a very early stage, at a point where it's a tipa before any part of the body begins to take form. Yeshai, and when the neshama takes its form, that the tzlach tells us. Could be if there's remachi varim gufnim, keneged varim hagashmim, this individual form that the neshama takes in the person, which is the yitziro, could be it happens after it's already in him. As he takes his form, so too the neshama takes its form. That would be why we say Ati Yitzarta B, because the Yitzira might be happening in the person. That would be the Girsa in the Gemara. And this might be also why the Gemara didn't say Barasa, and why the Rif puts Yitzarta before Barasa. Because the Bria is not something that happened to the person, in, so to speak, to the person in his Gashmi sense. Because the Bria of the Neshama was created before it had anything to do with him, was put in the Eitzer of the Neshamas. That's why the Gemara maybe wasn't Geirus Barasa, but it only had the Yitzarta and the Fachta. And the Rif that had it, maybe we're saying all the things that Hashem did to the Neshama, but first we're saying that Kai Neshama Shenasatabi, which is the Neficho, and which is the first thing that happened, and the Rambam is Geirus, and the Rambam in Hilchus Tefillah, the Rambam says Kai Neshama Shenafachtabi. Then we say Ati Yitzarta B, because it was created in him. Only afterwards do we talk about the Barasa, which happened originally, not in him. Then we continue with Ata Meshamra Bekirbi. Hashem watches the Neshama in us. Why does Hashem have to watch the Neshama in us? So the Rishonim elucidated in short, and the Yavetz says it more out, more clearly, Barichus, that really the Neshama, the person, wants to leave. He says, the neshama is mishtekekes tamid l'mkayim. The neshama always wants to yearns to go back to its roots, ha'amiti, to its place where it should be. U'mekar machtzava al yoyin. She'ein kam mekayim erak b'mikra. The neshama is only here b'mikra. It doesn't really belong here. And he says it's like it's in jail because it's not the place of the neshama. The neshama really, like the Ramah told us, like the Rishonim tell us, the neshama is a chelik lekami ma'al. A person is an adam hagashmi. They are so far from each other. It's such foreign cultures to each other. They have nothing to do with each other. And they don't belong near each other. Therefore, the neshama yearns and desires to go back to where it belongs. So we say, v'atam mishamra b'kirbi Hashem watches it in us that it shouldn't leave before where it's supposed to be. I heard a mashal to this from the Falsberger Shiva Shlita that he said, take the mashal, you take the Chazanish, the Briskerov, Kal Chaimer, you go back earlier, Darius, Reb Kveger, the Vilna Gaon, you go back to the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, to the Gaonim, to the Tanoim, Amiroim, Amiroim, Tanoim, and you put them in a room, in a college room, with a bunch of hippies doing cold over Asar with all the Tumah there. How much of a culture clash it would be. They would have to run out to escape. They wouldn't be able to survive there. The neshama is a chilek of the kamimal. The neshama does not want to be in the guf, especially if the guf doesn't act how the way it's supposed to act. The neshama is always yearning to leave because the neshama is a chilek of the kamimal. The guf is a guf hagashmi. It's a nefesh. It's a guf habahami. It's an animalistic body. The neshama, which is a davar ruchni, does not belong there, and therefore it yearns to go back to its place. There's one way to make the neshama to be more comfortable where it is when a person brings up his guf to higher level through doing Torah mitzvahs. As Shekhidisham says, we explain that a person comes Kaddish through doing mitzvahs. Father Gashiv explained with this the Pasuk in Mechukaisai, and the Sati Mishkani B'Seichem, the Segal Nafshi Eschem, that Kupshuta is a Pella. If a person is doing all the mitzvahs, we have to tell him that the Segal Nafshi Eschem Hashem won't be disgusted with him. What's going on over here? But explain, the Nisati Mishkani B'Seichem, is b'seichel echad ve'echad, that's neshama in you, b'seichel nafshi eschem, the neshama that a person has, the nefesh that a person has, won't hate his body anymore, because naturally a person's body hates his neshama hates his body. But when a person's b'chukayis ha'telechu she'yem he'elim ba'tayra, and a person makes himself kaddish into a ruchni stick a person, then his neshama won't hate where it's living. That's why there'll be a brach of b'seichel nafshi eschem. Now the Rishonim bring Pesukim to explain this Meshamer B'Kirbi, where we see Hashem Meshamer it. David Ram brings an interesting Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Shomer Nafshei Chasidov. That's the Chasidov. What happens to everybody else? This would lend itself what we said over in Adon Olam from the Yavetz in the Gemara in Ida, that the Yavetz explains in the Gemara in Ida, that the Gemara says that Flamid, that neshama sensati b'tahari, then if tameshamer b'tahari mutiv and lav ani noitel mucha, that even if a person is still alive, Hashem says if you don't not meshamer the neshama b'tahari ani noitel mucha, it gets taken away from a person. It seems to imply, the Avodah seems to imply, like the Yavetz, that a person that doesn't, that's not chasidah, that a person is not acting appropriately, that a person is not doing Torah mitzvahs, but his chas v'shalom is doing averus, that he taka loses his neshama. Because the Shmira, the Avodram says, is Shema Nefesh Chasidov. And as the Ayavid says, that a person that does Averis could live many years without a Neshama, but to an extent he loses his Neshama, it's lost from him. And that's why the Pasuk of Shmira is Shema Nefesh Chasidov, because the Chasidov, they have the Shmira. Let me continue. At the Asad, the Tlom Mimeni. Hashem will take it away from a person simply when the person dies. Shimshon Pinkas explains the reason why we mention this in davening is because we're talking about the neshama. We're saying that we have to mention death because it's what tells us that we have to prepare our neshama for its ultimate journey to go back to where it belongs, where it's going to get tzchar v'oinish. So we mention Misa to prepare ourselves. We said over a story that out of Sabbatka when he was sick, they brought in a doctor and the doctor told him how much time he has left to live. In those days, doctors never told patients how long they have to live. Because of the opinion, if they would say it, it would scare the patient, it would hasten his demise. Therefore, they never said how long he was going to live. So the family was upset at the doctor for saying it, and they asked him, what are you doing? And the doctor said, I want you to know that the author asked me to tell him exactly how long he's going to live left. Because he prepared himself for his journey to the next world, and going from here to the next world is like a regular person goes from one room to the next. Therefore, it wasn't shocking for him that it was detrimental to his health to explain him when it was going to happen. Because for him, it's not a great journey. So we say in davening, Vata also, the Tlami Mani, that Hashem is going to take the neshama from us. And therefore, we have to prepare for it to go on its right journey. Ulachziru bi la'asad lavoi. And Hashem will return it to us la'asad lavoi. Now, even people around when Mashiach will come, still, Hashem will take it away from him. The Yavetz points out, the Gemara says there will be a time that the whole world won't be around. Everybody will be a time that everybody's neshama will be taken from them. There's another pshat in the Siddur Tzlaisa that Avram says, V'ata also the Dami Mani means tonight, Every night Hashem takes it away from us. What the Gemara tells us, we're nice and shvach al shavar. We give shvach that Hashem gave us the neshama back. We're davening that in the future Hashem should return us our neshama. Kol zman shaneshama bekirbi moida ani lefanecho. So we explained in the first year what this is. Kol zman shaneshama bekirbi, based on the Chofetz Chaim's pshat, the nishmas with the mashal. We're not going to repeat it by Arichas, just we said then that the ability that we have to be Meshabeach Hashem comes from the fact that we have a Neshama in us, because that's something that's a royal vessel that could serve a king, and therefore the Neshama is something that could be Meshabeach Hashem. So there were calls much on Neshama Bekirbi, as long as I have the Neshama in me. Maida ani lefanecho, Hashem alekai velekai avesai. Now the Chofetz Chaim explains, we say alach zero, be loss of love, alach zero has a doggish. The Chofetz Chaim says, Hashem's going to give us the same neshama that we gave, the same neshama, the same way it was. Hashem's going to return it to us. If a person does chatayim when he wakes up in the next world, it's not going to be cleaned for him. He's going to get it with whatever blemishes he left it on. There'll be nikkur on the neshama loss of lovay. That's why we say, Mapikei with the gusha, to tell you that it's going to come back in the same form. Now we say we bring kolam masim, I don't call on the shamis. That slach in the beginning of brachas explains the reason is because goyim and others think that even if they believe in Hashem, they think Hashem left the world to run on autopilot. The mazalis do it, let nature run its course, and Hashem doesn't get involved in everyday manners. To be hoytzim elibim of this, we say that the Chazal tell us that even bani chayim zayin b'schusat hayim milso. Still, the Rishonim say there's a shame amnus that we spoke about that changes the merachas hamazalos. So even things that are supposed to be naturally run the course, Hashem could change it. That's why we say we don't call amasim, I don't call neshamis. Anything that happens in the world, call amasim and call neshamis. Hashem is in charge of no matter what. Then we end off the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem. Because every night we shine them explain a person, the Fgara means a person's bottle, he's not doing anything, and Misa, the Shina is a 60th of Misa. So the Rishonim explain the bracha, the Vajram, amongst others. The Achronim add that from here we see the Amunah that we said in the middle, like Zir Bila Asalavoy. Because the pasuk in Eicha that we said before says, Chadashim Makarim Rabbim and Asakha, the fact that we wake up in the morning that Hashem gave us our Neshama, that allows us to have our Amunah that Asalavoy, we will get our Neshama's back. Now the Rebar Yochar adds that not only are the Neshama's returned for the Tzadikim, that are Zaychil Asalavoy, but for others, it's also returned. It's returned for the Rishayim as well. And the Rebbe Yochar says, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph says, that Antoninus told Rabbi, the Guf and the Neshama are able to patter themselves the Yom Adin. The Guf says that from the day that the Neshama was taken from him, he's stuck in the kever like a daimim, he doesn't do anything anymore. So he sees the Neshama. And the Neshama says, what do you want from me? From the day that I left the Guf, I'm Perech Ba'aver, I just float around in the sky doing no evil. So go blame the Guf. So the Rebbe told him back, I'll give you a marshal. There was a Baal Paradis that hired two watchmen to watch his orchard. One was lame and one was blind. The lame one sees some beautiful, tasty figs, and it tells the blind one, let's go get these beautiful figs. The blind one says, I don't know where they are. You go get it. The lame one says, I can't get it. I'm lame. So what do? The blind one put the lame one on top of his shoulders. And the lame one directed him where to go. And the lame one picked it and they ate it together. So Baal Paradis came back and he finds them. And he sees that his tainim were picked. So he asks, what happened? The lame one says, what do you want from me? I can't get there. The blind one says, what do you want from me? I couldn't see them. It's not me. So the Baal Paradis, understanding what happened, put the lame one on top of the blind one, and he punished them together. So too, said Rabbi, Hashem is going to put the neshama back in the guf. Maybe neshama v'zorka beguf v'donai some ke'achar. Then they'll judge them together. So he says, in a scary thought, that's the hamachzer neshamas levgarim meisim refers to this, that Hashem will put the neshamas into the vgarim meisim, to the rishayim that are called pegarim meisim. Hashem will put the neshamas back into them in order to judge them. Now, another note that the Rabbi Yochanan says is that it says in the words that anything that Hashem does from us, the fact that He gives us back a neshama every day, and from the fact that He'll give it and He watches it in us, and He'll give it back, Hashem does this all for free without taking ribbis, without any tashlum schar. And He brings a medrash that says that's why it's also for us to take ribbis. Because Hashem gave us, loaned us a neshama for free, and He loans us our guf for free. The things that Hashem created, they're Hashem's, and He loans it to us, and He doesn't charge us for it. So too, a person cannot charge ribbis for what he loans somebody else. I think from the fact that the Rabbi Yochanan explained in the words of Achzir Bilas Lavoi, that he's explaining this, that the Pirkei de Belazer says that somebody that lends beribbis is not zeicha for tchias ameisim, which is a midah kenegah midah. Because a person can only be zeicha for tchias ameisim if he doesn't have to pay interest on the havah that he borrowed from Hashem, his neshama and his guf, that Hashem lent him all these years for free. If a person would have to pay for that, there's no way he could pay enough to be zeicher for tchias ameisim. So a person that lends beribbis, Hashem is going to charge him ribbis, and therefore he'll never be zeicher for tchias ameisim.